Jeff Leskowski, the head coach, the Albert Lea Clay Target Shooting Team, joins us once again. And Jeff, thank you so much for the time, and good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, too.
Now, let's get a breakdown of Friday. It's a busy day up at the Minneapolis Gun Club in Prior Lake. You got team competition in the morning, individual competition in the afternoon. I mean, I'm assuming just tons of action, a lot of teams shooting all at the same time, or kind of at the same time.
Yeah, there was 40 teams all shooting. We all started at that 9 o'clock and got done about 12:30 on Friday.
Albert Lea takes a 33rd place. Again, first time in school history getting to the state tournament. I'm assuming, Jeff, you had to be very happy with the performance.
Yeah, we're very happy with it. The kids had a good time, and it was just a learning experience for us for the first time being there.
And if you know offhand, who were the five that shot on Friday?
The five main shooters were Alex Henschel, Cole Estes, Thomas Erickson, Lucas Ravenhorse, and Cody Leskowski.
Wow, so congratulations to, again, the Albert Lea team finishing in 33rd place. You know, it's pretty amazing just in our county to have you guys at 33rd, Alden Conger in third place overall. That's some pretty good shooters just here in Freeborn.
Yeah, it was really exciting to see, and if you look through the whole list of 40, there was actually a lot of Southern Minnesota teams. Owatonna was right up in there with the group and stuff, so it was just a lot of fun to make contact with those coaches and see what they were doing and kind of learn from the experience as we went along.
Jeff, I mean, some of the numbers, I mean, your team put up a team score of 442 out of 500, which is excellent. I mean, to have to shoot 484, that means between your group of five to only miss 16 targets, I mean, those numbers are kind of ridiculous. I mean, in a good way.
Yeah, you know, it probably wasn't our best round for the team scores, but there was a lot of nerves with the kids and stuff like that, and they had a lot of fun. Our second half was phenomenal. If we could have shot that way, we'd have been a lot higher. But I'm just happy we climbed a little bit. You know, we came in 37th, and we actually ended 34th is where we ended up at. So to move up a little bit in it for our first time in, that was pretty phenomenal for us. We're very happy.
Jeff Leskowski, again, the head coach, Albert Lea, a Clay Target team that shot on Friday. So the official, I saw 33rd, so 34th is the official number for you guys. How many guys or how many shooters are coming back? Because you mentioned that the experience is a big thing for a team that had never been to state before. Do you have a lot of people coming back next season?
Yeah, of the group that was up there and shot with us, we only lost three seniors out of that group. We had a couple of the seniors that didn't participate in the trap championship, but of those five that were on the line, we had two reserves. With a total of seven, only three of those won't be back in the next year or two. So, yeah, so we had a pretty young squad on the line.
So the future looks bright for a Clay Target Shooting for Albert Lea. Now let's talk about individual. Senior Cole Estes was in the individual tournament. And remind me, was it the top 100 shooters out of the 10,000-plus that compete in the state that were invited to do the individual portion?
Correct, yep. It was the top less than 1% that were invited.
That's unreal. And here's the crazy thing. Looking at these scores, and I see a guy from a New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, Caden Bouvet. So he missed seven targets. He hit 93, and he's tied for 49th. I mean, these are some pretty good shooters. I mean, to have two that went perfect, they were your winners, Boone Johnson and Brady Bible. Johnson of South St. Paul and Bible of Becker were each perfect, 100 of 100. But let's talk about Cole Estes. He misses just two targets, which is remarkable, and he takes fifth place. Talk about his afternoon.
It was phenomenal. It was fun. The entire team stuck around, parents, fans, everybody stuck around to watch Cole. He had to be as nervous as heck with all of us standing back there. My wife joked with me afterwards. She wondered if I had any nails left as I was biting, watching him shoot. But it was just a phenomenal way to end the season to see him shoot the way he did. He had a very strong line that he was shooting with. You know, he has four other shooters on the line that he's never shot with before, shooting differently, things like that. And he overcame that. Ended up shooting 74 straight. He only missed one of the first 25 he shot. And then the second round he went up, he missed the first one, and then he shot 74 in a row. So that's how he ended up in fifth place, because there was a few other people that also hit 98 out of the 100. So they do a reversed run for the tiebreaker. So they go from your 100 target back and figure out who was the first person to miss. You go to the bottom of the list. That's kind of how they do the tiebreaker. So to run with that 74 in a row, that was just massive. You know, I think Cole maybe, if I remember right, he maybe has only shot a 50 in a row once in his time with us. So to go to the state tournament, an individual competition with everything and the pressures are on there to shoot 74 in a row, that was just massively huge.
So you just said that maybe once Cole had hit 50 in a row?
Yeah, yep. He hadn't caught any more than 50 in a row in any of the competition stuff that we do for league stuff. So for him to sit there and shoot 75 in a row, and he was just on. You could feel it with him. You knew as soon as he said pull up, that clay was going to break. There was just no question about it.
That is absolutely awesome. We hope to get Cole Estes on the radio this week. And you said another senior captain. Who's the other captain on the team?
Alex Henschel is another gentleman that was on the line with us for the team. Graduated this year and will be going over to Jackson for lineman school here this year.
So Alex and Cole, we hope to get them lined up to talk more about the clay target tournament later on this week. But what a great performance by Albert Lee. Cole Estes again getting a fifth place. And I saw, so Cole got a nice little trophy or a plaque to take home as well.
Yeah, a medal and a plaque. The top eight shooters all go home with some hardware. So for him to come in a senior year and be able to have that opportunity to take that hardware home, that was just huge. I mean, you're talking 100 shooters, top less than 1%, and so now he's number 5 of that top 1%. So we kind of give him a little crap, you know, just he shot a 98 out of 100 on his individual, but he didn't shoot that with the team. So, you know, we said that, you know, he's an individual figure skater. We can't put him as a pairs figure skater, I guess. So,
that is hilarious. 10,000 plus that start off shooting, and he's in fifth place. That's a remarkable number. Absolutely remarkable. So congratulations to Cole Estes and the rest of the team. And Jeff, so now everyone takes a break, sort of an off season now for the clay target team?
Yeah, yep. We're kind of in a lull now, so now it's just kind of everybody shooting over the summer on their own. And then we're going to try to host a banquet a little bit to kind of celebrate the season. We didn't have that opportunity because we weren't sure what we were going to be doing here with COVID and all that stuff. So we're going to try to host something to kind of commemorate the season. And then we'll get going the fall again with the fall season when it pops up.
Again, head coach Albert Lee, a clay target team, Jeff Laskowski with us here on Kate Radio. Jeff, thank you so much for the time here in the last couple of weeks. And again, congratulations on an awesome season and the first trip for Albert Lee to state. Appreciate all the time.
No problem.